Hey guys, it's Kimberly. Welcome back to another episode of It's Just Celebrities. I'm joined here again with
Hugo. Yeah.
And today we're going to be talking about Scientology. Hugo, what do you know about it?
I know it's a cult, and it is very popular in the celebrity... Celebrity kind of people. Yeah. Tom Cruise is a part of it.
Yeah.
And some other people. And there's a main base in Clearwater, Florida. And
really?
That's where the Philadelphia Phillies have their spring training. So I was there.
Oof.
I didn't check it out, though. I should have. But I know it's just kind of like a cult. And then if you kind of just get, some people get born into it. And if you try to leave, they'll, kind of ruin your life and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it was created in 1952 by a man named L. Ron Hubbard. Science fiction writer. So his books were, really weird.
Author?
Yes, sorry. Author. And he had, really big books, but... And they were made into movies, but he never got credited for the movies. They would never put his name there or anything like that. Based
Why?
On the... I don't know.
Maybe no because he's the creator of Scientology.
Okay, anyways. To get in, by the way, you have to pay, thousands of dollars. You have to do really strange procedures. You have to sign a contract of secrecy as well.
Oh.
What?
Sorry to cut you off there. Fine. But I also heard if you join, you do this, I don't know how long it is, but they basically kind of brainwash you where they have you lose a ton of weight and, not eat a lot. So you're kind of just, messed up. And then they'll have you do some other stuff and, read a bunch of stuff and kind of just brainwash you into doing,
It's so weird, and I don't really know why anyone would join, but apparently, the story...
Because they want to be purified, obviously. God.
Okay. Apparently, that they believe that 75 years ago, there was a planet with human civilization that was a lot like the 1900s, 1950s in America, so there was, cars and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
But, and apparently there was a ruler who was named, Xenu, and he found out that everyone wanted to take his power away, so he froze everyone, he stored them in boxes, flew them into Earth, and just, yeah. Because Earth was apparently, a very empty planet without anything, so,
Yeah, before 1950, there was, no one on Earth.
It was 75 million years ago.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
yeah. So, yeah, he would, he dropped all the boxes into volcanoes and got hit with hydrogen bombs, which caused their spirits to, that are apparently called thetans to fly out, captured.
What are they called? Planktons?
No, thetans.
Oh, thetans.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't really know how they came up with his name. But apparently their spirits just flew out after they got killed, everyone... spirits from 75 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we're born, the thetans get into our bodies, the spirits, and that's why we a bunch of mental illnesses and fears. I mean,
kind of like Pandora's box.
Oh yeah.
Or Adam and Eve when they ate the apple from
Can you explain again what the Pandora box is? I've heard about it. I just forgot.
I don't really know. It's kind of like probably mythology, honestly.
Yeah,
I think it's mythology.
I thought and it was 2 years ago.
There's this person, it's kind of the same story with Adam and Eve, there's no harm in the world, no sin, or nothing bad in the world, but it's just a story on greed. If you open the box or you eat the apple and a bunch of bad stuff is in it, just don't do it and then everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of just got greedy and they're just I want to know. So she opened the, I think it was her name was Pandora, and some god was like, don't open the box and you're chill. And then she's like, okay. And then she opens the box and a bunch of spirits came out and they were all just made.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah,
death
I heard about
and stuff.
That.
Yeah.
That sucks. Apparently for confessions, because they have their own way of confessions, which is how you confess your sins and ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What they have is they have these things called Auduits.
Wait, I think I've heard of it.
I don't know. I haven't heard about this. It said they need an Auduit, which is the person, I guess, the subject, yeah, who who's, like, going to confess. They have a pre-clear or PC, and sometimes they have an e-meter, which is practically, like, a lie detector, and they ask you a bunch of questions, and it gets really personal, and when they find, and practically they find out about, like, traumas and just, like, PTSD and stuff. So, if let's say they're talking about, like, phones, and the person has, like, something bad in their phone, or I don't know, like, they start talking about phones, and the light starts, like, twinkling, like, a lot. So they go deeper into the topic until they found out everything.
Oh, so that's, like, how you know
anything's, like, wrong with the person. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's really strange, and I don't really understand. And you were talking about, like, how if they were born into Scientology and they wanted to get out and stuff, like, they were practically, like, disowned.
So yeah, like, sorry, I'll push you off again, but I saw this documentary, and I watched, like, a couple minutes of it, like, probably 10 minutes, but there's this girl who, like, escaped the Scientologist people. She was born into it, and then, like, her parents, like, disowned her, and they kind of tried to ruin her life because she wrote a lot of stuff about it, and then they went and, like, broke into her house and, like, took a bunch of papers and stuff.
Dang, that sucks.
Yeah.
But while I was, like, reading about Scientology, I found out, like, a case, and it was back in 2014. There was a woman named Sarah Goldberg, and she was a mother of two, and there was also she was also a 36-year-old member, into the church, and apparently, her son, Nick, became friends with someone who was against Scientology and all that, and the, like, church asked her to, like, they didn't even ask her. They told her that she had to, like, get away from him, act like he never existed and stuff. And she was like, oh, that's my son. I can't do that. So she didn't disown him. That's her son. She hung out with him and all that. Mm-hmm. And she also had a daughter. So since she didn't do what the church said, the church told the forced the daughter, named Ashley, not talk to her mother ever. And so the girl apparently doesn't talk to her mom. The mom's still with her son, and the church expelled her from going to the church, so she's not into the Scientology anymore.
That's weird.
Yeah, they're super strict.
So, and the daughter just straight up does not talk to her.
Yeah, so it's really weird. And, like, they have their own Bible. It's like Dianetics. And apparently the man who created all this was really severely mentally ill, and his son said that he was manipulating and he just had a lot of, like, mental problems. And apparently the church doesn't accept mental disorders, so, like, anything bad for the mind.
But I thought, you know, the things that go in your body when you're born, like, what they said, and they give you, that's why you, like, have, like, illness and stuff.
Yeah, that's why they have the confessions.
Wouldn't everybody have that then? So
they're very picky. So practically, you have to act like you don't have it and act like you're fine and be happy. And they have, like, a certain way to act on that. It's it's just strange.
That kind of reminds me of, like, Jehovah's Witness when they have their own Bible, and it was kind of made by, like, a person.
Yeah.
And, well, like, I'm pretty sure the Jehovah's Witness thing, the guy was, he made in, like, the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that. It's not that it's like a cult itself, but it's not that extreme. Like,
do you agree with anything, like, about Scientology? Like, would you ever, like, join or anything like that?
If they give me, like, a scholarship, I don't want to pay for the stuff.
So you would join if you had the option, like, if you could.
If they did, like, a full ride thing, I don't have to pay for anything.
You would.
And yeah.
Really?
That'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a group. It's like a after school, you know, like,
I'd chill
with your homies, you know, go on the treadmill, lose a ton of weight, you know.
I personally disagree with you. I would never join. It's just really, like, it's sketchy, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, the rules are very, very strange, and...
But the church is really nice.
So, if the people inside are, like, crazy, I wouldn't want to join. They told me
they have their own magazines. They're nice.
Okay, well, I personally would not join. I don't know why you would. Do you have any reason?
Oh, I was joking.
Okay, good.
Just purely for the content, I would not join. But
I hope not.
If I were to join, I would join as a double agent undercover. to see some stuff.
That's actually kind of smart.
But I feel like they would probably brainwash me if I joined.
I feel like they could go to the point where they would kill someone.
I think they have killed people.
They have? That's scary.
And like I'm pretty sure the FBI, like, broke into one of their headquarters and, like, found a bunch of papers, like, trying to sabotage people's lives and, like, assassinate people.
Yeah, it's really scary. I don't like it at all. I don't agree with anything that they do, from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, like, celebrities join. I don't know if it's, like, for publicity or to be, like,
honestly, like yeah, that was kind of weird to me because they join.
But they also have, like, the contract of secrecy, so they can't say anything about it.
Yeah, and well, it's already kind of been exposed because people have escaped from it, but celebrities, I guess, join. Because you know how celebrities are kind of weird? Like, they have to act like their alter ego or whatever, like, their person. I think, because they have to have, like, a good mindset to get into the character, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think they join it because they think, like, oh, it clears my mind of, like, all, like, bad things, and I can just, like, better my career from joining it or something like that. I don't know.
I see that, but at the same time.
And Tom Cruise is a good actor.
Yeah, so, Tom Cruise and John Travolta are both in
the Scientology. Oh, John Travolta?
Yeah.
Dang.
And they're, like, huge. Like, everyone knows them. So it's, like, I don't really understand. And apparently, like, Tom Cruise is, like, a really bad person.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard, like, his ex-wives, like, say, like, that's why they're not with him anymore, because he's horrible and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I don't really know. It's strange. Well,
it's weird.
That's all we have for It's Just Celebrities. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you listen next time.
Yeah, goodbye.